I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good value, big upside.
I remember you when you would come on NFLAM, and I would have to come on after you, which is tough. It's like, you know, going on at the Comedy Store after Seinfeld or something. Like, I don't want to follow D.A.
It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
Glad you're with us. D.A. with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Our next guest is one of the most successful and influential professional wrestlers in the history of the sport. He's a WWE Hall of Famer. He's a six-time world champion. And he's also the host of season number two of Straight Up Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin joins us this morning. Stone Cold, good morning.
Man, good morning.
Man, beyond wrestling, you got a background in sports. You got a scholarship to play football at North Texas back in 1985. And I have to say, I was digging through the treasure trove of videos. I was reaching out to people that I know with the archives, and I couldn't find clips of you. Do you know where I can find highlights of Stone Cold in North Texas?
Man, I just worked on a project where they've got one play of me playing defensive end, and I made a good play getting off the tight end and making a tackle. That's going to be coming out here pretty quick. But, yeah, you know what? They were just filming game films back in the day when I was playing, 2 years at junior college and 2 years at North Texas State. Went there as a linebacker, blew up my ACL on the kickoff coverage, rehabbed all season, came back my senior season and played all 11 or how many games we played, started at weak side defensive end. And I'll tell you what, man, I was good enough to, they were Division II back then. They're now Division I North Texas State or University of North Texas. And it was a fun experience, but you know, I had dreams of being a pro football player, but just couldn't quite make the grade by a long shot on that.
Oh, man. So there is gold out there. There's one play that has survived the 35 years, huh, that captures you on film.
Yeah. Hey, man. I was good. I was a good player at the local or regional level. Beyond that, man, those guys had too much talent.
Man, the 80s in Texas in college football, that's the SMU days, that's the Pony Express days, that's everything is happening. How was the lifestyle and the culture of playing Texas college football in the 80s?
Well, I was at North Texas State. You know, I guess, hell, the Southwest Conference was still intact.
Yeah.
I remember when I graduated from high school, my dad used to play at Rice University. And he played in, I think it was 1958 Cotton Bowl, and scored Rice's only touchdown in a 21-7 loss to Navy. So he took me to Houston, and he was trying to, get Rice to take me on. But they wouldn't. But, the football scene in Texas was no different then than it is now. It's still a hotbed from high school to JC to college. I mean, that is a very big part of what's going on in Texas football.
Stone Cold Steve Austin joins us this morning on the show. It's so true. It's a religion, and it's amazing to watch it grow like that from the grassroots level. Was your high school experience that classic Friday Night Lights Texas high school football experience?
Oh, man, absolutely. I was fortunate enough to make the varsity team as a sophomore, as a running back, and we went to the semifinals and got beat by a team down there in South Texas. I think Port Isabel put it on our ass. And then we made it to regionals. We went to the playoffs each one of my years, but we couldn't quite make it to state. But God dang, man, little town of Edna, 5,000 people, we would pack that stadium every single Friday. It was a sellout no matter where we went. And, you know, God dang, we played hard and we gave them hell.
That's pretty awesome. North Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, and North Texas in general has produced so many wrestling legends. The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels and Hacksaw Jim Duggan, amongst so many others. What do you think it is about North Texas that's kind of the hotbed? It's kind of like Western Pennsylvania for quarterbacks. North Texas creates the legendary wrestlers.
Well, you know, you left out Devon Erichs, who's probably the most famous wrestling right. family out of Texas, and even over the entire, you know, genre of professional wrestling, Devon Erichs were superstars. I'll never forget when I was a junior and senior at North Texas State. We're 30 miles from Dallas, Texas, so I would ride down to the Sportatorium on Friday nights on the live show and Saturday mornings on the TV tapings, and me and my buddies would sit out there and drink beer and yell at the wrestlers and throw stuff at them and give them hell. And God dang, man. Texas put out a lot of great pro wrestlers. I think the state of Minnesota did. Canada or Calgary put out a lot of good ones. But Texas is right there in the thick of things.
No doubt about it. Straight Up Steve Austin, season number 2, is back on USA. And it's a really cool series because you talk to celebrities, athletes, etc., but you don't do it in a normal standard sit-down scenario like on a couch. You actually go out and do activities with them. And so you're in the feel of doing things, and then you're kind of exploring their life and career. Do you like that kind of project better than the traditional sit down in a couch and do a one-on-one?
Yeah, you know, I do kind of a traditional one-on-one with my Broken Skull sessions that I do on the WWE Network. And I love that. And I love that format. But because I love being outdoors so much, I love, you know, hunting and riding my side-by-sides and stuff like that. I love driving vehicles. I love to be behind the wheel of something, whether it's on land or in the water. So this show is, you know, right up my alley. And you get a chance to do, you know, some kind of driving thing where you're talking to them, and then some type of activity, which will usually turn into a challenge. When you get something, you know, there's a lot of things going on. You're trying to facilitate a conversation, get their story, do an activity. Man, your mind is going, but, you know, you're just relying on instincts, and you're flying by the seat of your pants. And that's what I like. I don't like to remember anything, and that's what I love about this show. I ain't got to remember anything. I just have to put it out there and respond accordingly.
Yeah, you're reacting, right? You're getting information and you're reacting to it. And maybe it's a bit of an obtuse connection, but it's kind of like playing football. It's kind of like playing sports. You're just reacting to whatever you have, and you've got to be on your toes. That's got to be exhilarating at times, right?
Well, it is. I was talking to Booker T yesterday, and he was asking me about it. I said, you know what, Booker? It's just kind of like, because you remember Booker T's from Texas as well.
Yeah.
So I said, it's just like having a match. You're going out there, you're doing something to elicit a response from a crowd. In this case, a response from the person that I'm interviewing. And as they say, kind of in the comedy world or the world of ad lib, it's yes and. So hopefully always I'm there with something to say to, you know, when they give me an answer, I can respond accordingly, and it all ties together and makes sense. So there's a lot of things that go into it, and they surround me with an outstanding team. And the show takes all day to film, and it's the fastest half-hour show on TV, and I have an absolute blast making it. And you can tell I ain't faking it because I'm laughing my ass off and having a good time the whole time.
That's awesome. Coming up, Straight Up Steve Austin, season number 2, coming up on Monday. That's January the 11th. On Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific on USA Network. Stone Cold, so cool to catch up with you, man. Thanks so much. Best of luck with season 2. Let's do this again.
Absolutely. Let's go for season 3. Thank you very much.
You got it. My pleasure. Stone Cold Steve Austin joining us on the show, going back over his football roots.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.